Hello, and welcome to another Apple This podcast.
Hi there. My name is Thomas Domville, also known as Anonymous, here for another BGI series cast. BGI stands for, in short, Beginner's Guide to the iPhone. All right, so in this cast, I'm going to discuss about the Touch ID and passcode settings. You can find this within the Apple settings, or just simply known as settings. You just go ahead and do a single finger double tap on settings, double tap on that, which will bring up a list of all the things of settings you can find. And if you swipe to the right or flick to the right until you get all the way down until you get to something that says Touch ID and passcode.
Touch ID and passcode button.
Okay. I'm going to go ahead and double tap on this.
Passcode. 0 of 6 values entered.
Now, if you have a passcode, you're going to have to enter it in there. So I'm going to go ahead and do that right now with my Bluetooth keyboard.
Touch ID and passcode. Settings. Back button.
All right. So I have entered my passcode. And so that gets you into this settings. This is going to be a crucial part of security, how you want to secure your iPhone device. And the wonderful thing about the iPhone device, it comes with the Touch ID, which is found at your home button. There's a ring around the home button. That's your Touch ID. This is a way to sense your fingerprints, and you can use that fingerprint to be able to unlock your devices, purchase items, and things like that. So it's a wonderful little thing to have. And we also have something on top of that called passcode, and that is a security code that you have to enter in when you can't use the Touch ID. So this is just kind of a secondary front to access your phone if you are unable to get into your phone without your fingerprints, okay? So let's go ahead and swipe to the right. And I'll show you what is in within the settings here.
Touch ID and passcode, heading.
Here we go.
Use Touch ID for, heading.
Now, here are the things that you can use the Touch ID for. There are a number of things that can make things a lot easier for you, so you don't have to keep entering the passcode in each and every time. Even in some circumstances, you don't have to enter the password for your Apple ID. I'll explain that in a few moments here. So I'm going to swipe to the right.
iPhone unlock, on.
The iPhone unlock. So when you unlock your device, typically when you just push the home button, if you don't have any security on, you go straight to the home page. If you want to secure this down, so if somebody were to get a hold of your device and you want to lock it down, you can able to enable the Touch ID. You can turn this option on, so that way it requires your fingerprint to get into the phone device itself. Otherwise, it does require a passcode when you enable Touch ID. So you have to have a passcode. For some odd reason, when the fingerprints is just not being recognized for any reason, you'll have a backup plan to put your passcode in, and that lets you into the phone device. So for security, personal preference, for me, I have this on.
Apple Pay, on.
Apple Pay.
Double tap to toggle setting.
Obviously, every time I want to charge something using Apple Pay, where you can purchase items at a McDonald's or wherever you have not that accepts Apple Pay to purchase an item, typically I will use my Touch ID so I can use my fingerprints instead of having to enter the code each time I want to use Apple Pay. When you enable Apple Pay, you will have to have some sort of code and able to access Apple Pay to make it work. So you either have to do a passcode only or a Touch ID or both, okay? So in this circumstance, I have Touch ID on for passcode for the Apple Pay.
iTunes and App Store, on.
Apple,
double tap to toggle setting.
The iTunes and App Store, this is a really great little benefit. So you know how when you download a particular app and you want to purchase something, I think it even requires you to do, I have to check, but whenever you download something, it's going to ask for your Apple ID credentials. It's going to ask for your Apple credentials and your password. Now, you will have to do it once. Every time you restart your phone, you always have to enter the actual password once. But once you get that up and going, if you haven't restarted the phone, you can always use your Touch ID to make the initial payment or to install a particular app, which is very cool. So I don't have to put in my password every time I want to try out a new app. You can just use your Touch ID, okay?
Use your fingerprint instead of your Apple ID password when buying from the iTunes and App Store.
All right, so that's pretty much in a nutshell what those three items are for. A little description there.
Fingerprints, heading.
Okay, so obviously when you have a Touch ID, you got to have fingerprints, and you want to be able to let it scan your fingers and identify which fingerprints you want to use. You have five slots, which each slot you can implement different fingers or whatever have not that you want to use to unlock your device. Now, below, I'm going to show you what I have here so far.
Finger one button.
There's a finger
Actions
one
available.
Button here. That is my first fingerprint.
Finger two button.
And then I have a finger two
Actions available.
So I have two fingerprints in here automatically. Now, these are actual fingerprints I've already done in the past or when I set up my device. That these are fingerprints. Now, anytime you feel like you want to erase those fingerprints and redo them, you can always just swipe up from this item here. So just go to the fingerprint of choice. So let's go to the first one here.
Finger one. Button.
Finger one. I can
Actions
do a swipe
available.
Up.
Delete.
And you can actually delete that fingerprint if you want to redo it.
Activate item. Default action.
And then there's the default action, which doesn't do anything. Now, what I want to tell you is that, again, it's a personal preference, but what I typically do for myself, I always do two fingerprint scan on one of my fingers. My predominant finger that I use of choice to unlock my iPhone is my thumb, my right thumb. So I've done two scans on my right thumb. What I've found is that the more times you do a fingerprint scan of your thumb, the easier and better chance that you won't have to redo this later at some point. So it's just another additional layer so that way it can identify your thumbprint. Now, I do want to create a third thumbprint or a fingerprint. And the reason I want to mention to it, because some people may not think about this, but if something would happen to my thumb, let's just say I get a paper cut or I don't know, I just got a big owie on it. It obviously it's not going to recognize that thumb because I have a paper cut that just went right across that fingerprint. And so you got to think about those things. So you do sometimes want to use more than one fingerprint. So if you want to put all five fingerprints, go for it. For my sake, I just like to just use my right thumb and my left thumb. So I'm going to show you how to do it with the scan process of how to add a new fingerprint. So when we swipe to the right.
Finger two button.
And swipe to the
swipe
right
up or
one
down
more
to
time.
Select a custom, add a fingerprint button.
You can now add a fingerprint. So this time you can add a new fingerprint. Essentially, what's going to happen is that I'm going to go through the wizard process. It's going to say, please put your thumb on the Touch ID, which is the round button towards the bottom. The first time go around, I typically will make sure that I will hold it like as if I was going to unlock my device. I'll move it a little bit, but don't move it around too much because then the less successful chance you're going to have to identify that thumb as well. You don't want to radically change it, but you can turn, you know, you can go a little bit more to the sideways and more down to the bottom of the home circle. But you want to pretty much keep it in the same area. And then we're going to adjust the grip, which means you kind of move your thumb around like you probably wouldn't normally hold it. You can just kind of, it gets a better scan of your thumb as a whole. So I typically just move my finger a little further up on my thumb, and it will identify the lower part of my thumb better. So let's go ahead and do that. I'm going to double tap on this.
Cancel.
Now, I'm going to swipe to the right. The first option is the cancel button.
Place your finger.
And it's going to tell me to place my finger.
Lift and rest your finger on the home button repeatedly.
Mm-hmm. Repeatedly.
Lift and rest your finger on the home button repeatedly.
All right, so I'm going to go ahead and put my finger on it.
Place your finger.
And you let up, and then I'm put my finger down on it again.
Place
and,
your finger.
And let up, and then put my finger down. And
place your finger.
Up. And we move it around.
Place your finger.
And we'll move it around a little bit.
Place your finger.
And we'll do more.
Adjust your grip.
All right. So now we can adjust our grip, and now it wants it to do it again. So it'll tell you to adjust your grips.
Keep going to capture the edges of your print.
Okay.
Continue. Button.
There's a continue button. As I flick to the right, go ahead and double tap on
continue.
That. And I'll put my left thumb down a little bit differently than I had before.
And place your finger.
Up and touch and lift
place
up.
Your finger.
And put it down.
Place your finger.
And you have to do this about four or five
place
times.
Place your finger.
Let's try that again.
Place your finger.
Okay.
Place your finger. A fingerprint that changes color during the setup process. Recognition is 100% complete. Image.
All right. So we have completed my left thumb print so it can be used to unlock my device and do purchases on the device using that fingerprint. Now, when you're doing the test, which I failed to mention, was that you're only going to slightly just touch the home circle button where the touch ID sensitivity monitoring is occurred. You don't want to push on the home button. You don't click the home button. You just want to just touch it, okay? So we just touch it lightly and then lift up, okay?
Continue button.
And as I swipe to the right, you have your continue button.
Continue. Touch ID and passcode. Finger 3. Button.
And now we have my fingerprint 3. So now I have two fingerprints of my right thumb and one fingerprint on my left thumb. At any time that you feel like that it's not sensing your finger, over a time, Apple have done a much better job on previous Touch ID on iPhones. Over time, your finger will change a little bit, or Apple just starts to sense your thumb a little differently. If you start to have a little more issues with your being able to unlock your device using Touch ID, try removing it and doing the scan over again with your thumbprint. So just redo the whole process. Sometimes you have to do that just for a number of reasons. One, I've read that as you age, I know that sounds crazy, as you age, you know, your fingerprints gets a little, you might get a little worn and stuff like that, especially if you work a lot with your hand, little scrapes and stuff like that will tend to change. I even noticed that at one time, getting out of a hot shower and my fingers just full of moisture, and it has a very difficult time trying to identify from when my finger was dry. And so wintertime, sometimes you may have a little more chap or a little more dryness to your finger, so it might not sense it as well. So that's why I said to do multiple fingerprints and just keep adding your same fingerprints every so often, so that way it'll identify from different scenarios of when it's wet, when it's dry, whatever not, and you can also erase the ones that doesn't seem to be as reliable. So that's a nice option there, and just something to think about, okay? All right, so let's keep going here. We're going to go to the right.
Add a fingerprint button.
There's the add fingerprints. We've just done that demonstration.
Turn passcode off button.
Now, if you have passcode turned on, you can go ahead and double tap here to turn it off. Or if you have it off, you can double tap this to turn your passcode on. No, you do not have to have Touch ID to use passcode. If you want to use passcode alone, you can do so. Otherwise, if you're going to use Touch ID, passcode is required to have. So you get both. You can't just have Touch ID only. So you will have to have set up passcode with your Touch ID prints, okay? Now let's discuss about the passcode. What is the passcode? Passcode, there's a number of ways you can do it. Now initially, when you start the success for the very first time, if you never had done anything with the success and it's a brand new, it will ask for you to create a 6-digit passcode. The older devices, you had a 4-code passcode, so you could use 4 digits instead of 6-digit. And if you are moving from one device to the next or whatever have not, you can still use the 4-code if you prefer to do it that way. 6-code is a lot more secured. But we also have the option to do alphanumeric as well. So let me show you where you can change this and how to establish what kind of passcode you want to create. So when I swipe to the right.
Change passcode button.
I'm going to go ahead and go to the change password. I'm going to double tap here because passcode. I already stepped.
0 of 6 values entered.
All right, so I'm going to have to put in my 6-digit code in there again. So I got my handy-dandy Bluetooth here. And hopefully it entered.
Passcode. 0 of 6 values entered.
Okay, I'll try that again.
One failed passcode attempt.
Okay.
Passcode. There 0 of 6 values entered. Quick nav off.
So now that I have my passcode entered, let's see what we have in here.
Passcode options. Button.
There is a passcode option. This is where we want to go to when you want to change your passcode options. You'll have to put in your initial 6-digit passcode in here. And this is where we can change the different option of passcode. So double tap on passcode options.
Custom option. Passcode. 0 of 6 values entered.
And I'm over to the right.
Passcode. 0 of 6 values. Orientation lock. Status bar. Yeah. Audio memos. Custom alphanumeric code. Button.
There it is.
Custom alphanumeric code.
It is hidden there. So you have the custom alphanumeric option. This custom alphanumeric, which means exactly that. If you want to enter alphanumeric, so you want to have characters along with the number, you go ahead and double tap on this so you can actually have a nice password with this option.
Custom numeric code button.
Where we have the custom numeric, that is the 6-digit or longer. If you want to create any digits of size, you can go ahead and change that in this option here, that's in numeric. And then our last option,
4-digit numeric code button.
It's a 4-digit numeric code, so that's the old-fashioned way. So if you want to go back to the 4-digit, you can double tap on that to do your 4-digit if you want to do this. And I preferably, for me, I'll keep the 6-digit, so I'm going to go ahead and just cancel out of this. But I wanted to show you where you can change the passcode option when you go change your password.
Cancel button. Cancel.
I'll cancel out of here.
Change passcode. Heading. Cancel button.
I'm cancel out of here. Cancel. I don't want to change my password.
Touch ID and passcode. Change passcode button.
Okay, so that is how we can go in to change your passcode to whether you want to keep it to change it to a different 6-digit, or we can go back down to the 4-digit, or if you want to go to the alphanumeric, or if you want to assign a different digit and you just want to make it longer, you can do so. So you have a number of ways to change the passcode and what you prefer to have. All right, so that is our passcode area. So I'm going to swipe to the right.
Require passcode immediately button.
Okay, right now it's set to immediately. If you have Touch ID on, you have no other option but immediately. That is the only option you're going to have. So then, in other words, once the screen is locked, you have to use your Touch ID. Everything gets locked down. You have to, it locks it down immediately. So as soon as I unlock the device, I have to use the Touch ID or the passcode to unlock it. If you use the passcode alone and without the Touch ID, you will be given 3 options. The first one is immediately. The second one is 1 minute. And the third one is 5 minutes. So if you tapped on 5 minutes, in other words, so if I lock the device and it has been less than 5 minutes, I can unlock the device and it won't ask for a passcode. So that is why that option is there. So if you double tap on this, you'll see why I only see immediately and I don't see the 1 or 5 minutes. That is because I have Touch ID on. If you have the Touch ID off, it will show you the 3 options. So I want to explain that so it won't be as confusing. I was confused at first why what happened to the 1 minute, 5 minutes, and I looked it up. And due to Apple security, they wanted to make it a little more secured. So that's the only option we have is immediately. Okay. Let's swipe to the right.
Allow access when locked. Heading.
All right. What items we want to allow when we hit the sleep-wake button on the side.
Today. Off.
So double this is basically on the lock screen. When you hit the sleep-wake button, the lock screen is the first thing that comes up. The today item, that is within the notification center. So if you're at the lock screen, you do a 3-finger swipe down from the top. You bring down the notification center. One of those, there's 2 tabs in there. One of them is the today's tab. I have mine off. By default, this is set on. This also will relate to
notifications view. Off.
The notification
Double
view.
Tap to toggle settings.
So that's the second tab within the notification center when you bring that down. I turn both of these off. You do not have to do that. This is just my personal preference. If somebody were to pick up my phone, here's my concept, okay, is that when somebody picks up my phone and they hit the sleep-wake button, you think about it, these people can do a three-finger swipe down and they can see everything that's in your notification area. So those are your messages, all your today's information. It could be a private issue. You don't want those people to see what's in that. They are able to see it. So I turn these things off on the lock screen. So if somebody, a stranger, pick up my phone, they will not be able to access my notifications center at all. I have to unlock the device completely so I can get access to my notification. That's just a personal preference of mine. I also do this for the control center.
Siri, off. Double tap to toggle setting.
All right, so the next item is Siri. I turn off Siri for a number of reasons. Again, anybody that gets a hold of your phone can use Siri, so they can ask Siri among different questions and maybe be able to gain some private information about yourself. And not only that, but I do this mostly because there is a function called a Hey Siri, and if you do this with a bunch of other phones, like my family, we did that name and all of our phones just start chiming in. So I turned this option off so it would think my phone was calling it. Yes, you can turn this off within the Siri command itself, so it wouldn't work at all, but I do like that feature when it's unlocked, so I do use that. But I don't want it to be used on when my screen is on the lock screen. So I don't want anybody to access that. Okay?
Reply with message. Off.
If you get any message that comes to you via text on the lock screen, you are able to just flick up on a text message and then reply to it right there on the lock screen. Again, I had this turned off, so I don't want anybody to reply to it. That is not, if they picked up my phone, I don't want them to be texting my friends and mom and wife of stuff that I don't want them to be texting. I mean, it'd be kind of creepy that for them to be able to reply to things that, you know, they could do all sorts of horrific things, I would imagine. So I'm a paranoia type of guy, so don't just take this with a grain of salt. A lot of these are set to on, and if you're never going to have that issue, I would just leave them on for you. And that's just, you just leave that in the personal preference, what you like to do. In my case, I have everything turned off on the lock screen.
Wallet off.
Wallet
to toggle setting.
If you have Apple Pay on, if you have multiple cards or you want to access different cards within your wallet, you can access it from your lock screen. Again, I have this turned off. I don't want people to access my different wallet from my Apple Pay. If somebody grabbed my phone, I don't want them to be able to see the different cards that I have.
Get cards or passes ready from the lock screen by double-clicking the home button.
Okay.
Erase data. Off.
All right, so we're at the very last option here to erase data. This I don't use. If you are super paranoid and you want to enable this next item, if I flick to the right,
erase all data on this iPhone after 10 failed passcode attempts.
If you turn this
data
option on, it'll do exactly what it says. If the phone receives 10 failed attempt, it will automatically erase everything on your phone, so that person cannot do anything with that phone. It will just erase everything. This is a nice security measure. It means that all your data is safe now because it has all been deleted. The bad news is that, you know, if it was done by accident, let me give you a little idea here. I have my son's, this is so cruel, but it's true. My son has a friend that he has a sister, and they both love doing jacking around with each other's phone. They like to lie. They'll just do so many failed attempts on their phone, and it causes it to delay, and they can't use their phone for X number of minutes. And they do this to teach each other and just to mess each other up. So you know how it is with mothers and, or brother and sister sibling. They just like to jack around with each other. And so they will lock their device out for so many minutes. And, you know, if this was on and that brother was a mean brother and did it 10 times, he would erase his sister's phone completely, and she would have to start all over, but she would have to go through the whole setup and do a restore from the iCloud. It's just a really annoying process, but that's just one story. I wanted to share that with you. But it's good to have if you feel like you just want to be in the safe know-how. If your phone was lost and somebody tries to attempt your phone 10 times, you know that it will automatically erase itself. Now, obviously, they won't be able to use that phone because it'll be bricked. As long as you are using the Find My iPhone feature set onto your iCloud, so that's something that you want to do to set on there, so that way it'll be anti-theft proof. So you want to probably listen to my BGI cast, How to Make Your Phone More Secured and the Different Ways. Okay. So that is...
Erase all data on this iPhone after 10 failed. Erase all data on this iPhone after...
All right. So that's pretty much everything you need to know about the Touch ID and passcode. How to set it up. How to change your passcode and how to change the different types of passcode. How to turn off the things from the lock screen. Whole sorts of things. So this will do for the Touch ID and passcode cast on the BGI series. All right, until my next BGI, I'll talk to you there. Bye.
This podcast has been brought to you by the community of Apple Vis. For the latest in resources and tips and tricks to help you get the best experience from your Apple device, visit us online at www.applevis.com.